Hey, Alfred, careful with that champagne. You almost hit me in the eye.
Whoops, sorry. Boy, after that little bit of excitement, let's talk about something interesting. I know, each of us has their break during a different period. First, second, third, fourth, and fifth. That's something, right? And actually, I've noticed that no one has their break during a period that's the same number as their classroom number. Or even during a period that's exactly one number away from their classroom number. That's kind of interesting, isn't it?
I'd say that's about as interesting as the fact that one of the five of us teaches endocrinology. Oh, but by all means, Alfred, you keep trying.
Oh, come on. Be nice.
Well, how about this? Kimberly and Nicole teach in consecutively numbered rooms. And they also have their breaks in consecutively numbered periods. Now, isn't that interesting?
While on the subject of allegedly interesting observations, I'll add that Dr. Peterson and Dr. Landau are not just standing next to me, but they also teach in higher numbered rooms than Charlie. I see I've rendered you all speechless with that observation. We'll try this one. Only one pair among us have room numbers such that one of the numbers is an exact multiple of the other. Surely that's interesting.
No more or less interesting than fact that isomorphism's teaching break immediately follows robotics' teaching break.
Speaking of breaks, someday you have to tell me, Ulysses, how do you feel having your break right after the spectroscopy break period?
It is not so bad. I feel bad for spectroscopy teacher, though, since he has to deal with break period right after isomorphism's teacher.
Right. And we all know what the isomorphism's teacher says all the time. Come on, y'all.
I do not own a watch.
Well, looky there. I do believe y'all have made our spectroscopy friend blush.